It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, we're going to talk about a serious subject today. Now, it isn't cancer or diabetes or heart disease or even obesity, but it is a topic that I think is near and dear to many people. Anyone that's over 35 is thinking about this. And what it is it's anti-aging secrets. You know, how to keep your body and brain healthy and youthful. So if you want to learn anti-aging nutrition secrets, stay tuned. And I've been researching this topic for a lot of years, and I have a lot of information to share. And today I'm really pleased to welcome Barb Redison as our co-host. And when you look at Barb, wow, you know that she's figured out how the nutrition, what nutrition to use to prevent wrinkles and aging. And I'm not going to ask your age right now, but I might later. But you don't have one wrinkle, and you've never had any wrinkles, and I bet you'll never have any.
Well, Dar, if I don't have to tell my age, I won't make you tell your age either.
Okay.
So thanks for letting me be here.
Well, Barb, I think everybody knows you because you are out there teaching classes almost every night of the week sometimes. And I know you've got like groupies that follow you from one class to the other. So, you know, I hope everybody's listening today because Barb's got great information to share.
I called them all.
Okay.
So thanks for letting me be here. And I just want to start out with a little test that we do in our weight and wellness classes. And it's an anti-aging skin test. Now, this doesn't apply to those of you who are driving out there, so please leave your hands on the wheel. But anybody at home or somewhere where you can put your hand flat on a table.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Okay, and your palm down, right? So
yep.
Then you stretch out your fingers so the skin is kind of tight, and you grab a piece of skin between, just pinch with your thumb and forefinger, piece of skin between your thumb and forefinger, comfortably, not so that you have pain. And then you just count one, two, three, four, five, and let go. And then you see how quickly that releases. And mine is already gone, and I'm sure yours is too, Dar, but some people may still have it, you know, a couple minutes later. And I think that's when you have to pay attention, and you might need a little nutritional intervention.
So you can go around testing your skin all the time, and you can test your friends, too. And, you know, I feel pretty good because I'm 69, as people know, and I don't have any ridges. And it jumps right back, and it has a good amount of elasticity. So that feels good.
Yeah, your skin really needs – I mean, if you have healthy skin, it should be elastic. You know, as we age, we might lose a little bit, but really – eating right, eating the right kinds of fats, and we talk about the carbohydrates and the proteins, creates a much better maintenance of that elasticity.
You know, I was at the beauty shop the other night, and here's one that always comes up. You know, women, there are certain tissues that women don't want to lose that elasticity. They want to keep that flexibility. So older women, this is going on in the beauty shop, is they're always complaining about that one, you know, that one that we think estrogen is going to help. Well, sometimes there's more to it than just estrogen creams. So here's an idea for people. If you are really experiencing this problem, and I know that a lot of women do, we have a kind of a formula that really helps, and it's fatty acids, vitamin E, vitamin A, and that supports good tissue health. So if you have a personal question, you want to talk to me next week, just give us a call at 651-699-3438, and I can kind of step you through that and help you with those really important tissues to keep healthy.
Yeah, I think sometimes we get a little off base as far as which tissues are the most important. But since the exterior reflects the interior, I think paying attention to all tissues is probably a good idea. So I'm going to ask a question, and I'm sure those of you who have been listening for a long time will know the answer, because you understand that avoiding trans fats really is part of this live longer, grow younger plan. So the question is, when you stop by, the next time you stop and pick up a fast food meal rich with French fries and burgers and sauces and maybe a cappuccino with it, or you're at the coffee shop and you have your cappuccino, your latte, and you add a muffin or a scone, are you going to ask yourself, am I going to regret this when I look in the mirror the next day?
Now, we're not talking about weight gain, are we? But we're talking about making wrinkles. So every time you eat trans fats and muffins, cookies, French fries, you know, you're making your skin kind of tough, hard, brittle, and really they wrinkle. So basically, all the creams in the world, unless you're having whipping cream, but all the creams in the world and all the Botox treatments can't reverse the damage to the cells that trans fats do. So, you know, on the outside, the skin is dry, hard, flaky, with wrinkles. But you have to look at this. If you have damaged cells on the outside, I bet you're having damaged cells on the inside. So what happens is malnutrition actually occurs. And so, you know, it isn't only looking at the wrinkles you might have. It's looking at those damaged blood vessels that trans fats cause. And that can lead to heart disease. It can lead to all kinds of things. So where do we get all those trans fats, Barb?
Well, some people, this is their favorite food. I always tell the story about a young woman who was in a class of mine. And I give these samples of real and man-made foods. And she was kind of slumped across her chair, just barely awake, and this is at, say, 7 in the evening, and she's just really disinterested until I pulled out the Cool Whip tub, and she went, yum. And I could just visualize her eating spoonfuls of this, and I'm sure it wasn't contributing to her energy.
So anyway, we know that Cool Whip is high in trans fats.
So Cool Whip is a tub of
chemicals?
Aging properties. Yeah.
Yes.
Crisco, just like that, probably the two worst. Oh, and margarine, you know.
Yes.
Then we have healthy choices and things that include trans fats in them, smart ones, some of these quick meals. I heard you talking to Bren last week about TV dinners, healthy TV dinners. That really intrigued me.
Right. That would be very nice that they're going to be making soon.
But these foods really just age us. Again, when you see it on the skin, it's already happened in the cells. So how do we reverse this aging process, Darlene?
Your favorite topic, Barb. What is that favorite topic of yours?
We start eating good fats instead of bad fats.
So what would those be?
When you eat butter.
Butter.
And you replace your margarine.
Yes.
You're changing out your fats. When you eat
olive oil.
And
so you're getting younger then.
Yes.
Okay.
From the inside out.
Okay.
So then you have olive oil instead of Crisco or Mazola oil.
Yes.
And
we have a hard time remembering what those bad oils are, don't we?
Not right on the tip of our tongue. We eat avocados where we didn't eat any fats in our salads before, right?
Yes.
We add coconut oil maybe to our smoothies, or we're cooking our eggs in it. We're putting it on our skin instead of using the PAM spray.
Yes.
We're eating nuts and seeds where we probably either didn't eat them before, or we ate damaged roasted nuts in damaged fats.
You know, Barb, I know that you have actually been teaching these classes for people for over 8 years for nutritional weight and wellness, haven't you? And I think you probably have taught hundreds, if not thousands of people, some of these very basic anti-aging secrets.
And it still amazes me. I mean, from the day that you forced me to stand in front of that class and teach with you, because I'd been sitting in the class listening for time after time after time, and as unready as I was, I really feel like you've brought me a long way, and it's been really great. But it's still amazing that people think that this is so extreme. I mean, they really look at eating real foods as being extreme.
They do, yes. And to be eating real fats, that's, you know, it's less now than it was 8 to 10 years ago when we first started teaching, isn't it? But still, for people to think that they can have a tablespoon of olive oil or a tablespoon of butter at every meal and every snack is like, oh my goodness. But we see them becoming more youthful every day that they eat that way.
That's one of the very common things that they get, but they don't, they haven't expected it maybe from class, but they're surprised that as they go into, you know, week three, week four of doing this, their skin feels, they feel like they've been putting a moisturizer on it all this time.
Right. So, Barb, I think what we need to do probably is kind of take a quick break here. So it's time for a break, and I just want to add some other things to the show today. If you're a migraine headache sufferer, you may be surprised that studies about migraines often find low magnesium levels in those who suffer from migraines. So an easily assimilated magnesium supplement such as magnesium glycinate often produces remarkable results. Magnesium actually has many beneficial things because it helps the blood to the brain, and you have better blood flow then to your brain if you take magnesium. So if you have a question for us today about anti-aging or any other nutritional question, please give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Bredesen, a nutritional educator, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we're discussing the role of nutrition in how we can live longer and grow younger, kind of a new concept. Many people, some younger people have skin tags. You know what that is, Dar? Those things that you get on your neck, shoulders, and underarms. And what causes that? This is really a body sign that's been associated with increased risk of diabetes. So, again, it's kind of aging at the cells, and it's coming out in the skin.
Barb, I bet you've never had any skin tags, have you?
Oh, don't even ask me that. Yes, I have had a couple.
But my goodness. I'm surprised. Because you're so far from eating high sugar. Well, for at least 8 to 10 years.
Right. But, you know, there was a time before 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's, again, yeah, just like you said, it's eating too many processed carbs, too much bread, too much cereal, too much pasta. Now, I was going to tell everybody to call, but it looks like you've got a bunch of phone calls already up there.
Well, I think what we should do, Barb, give out the number and then
651-641-1071.
And we do have a lot of callers today, which this must be an interesting topic for people. So I'm going to talk to Jean. You have a question for us? Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, I had a question about eating all raw foods. And I recently got a cookbook that had corn chowder and potato soup made with all raw food. And I was wondering what you thought of eating raw corn or raw potatoes.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it. I think that it's going to be very difficult for people to digest. It is also something that's going to be very high in sugar. Mm-hmm. So I know personally for myself, with kind of that genetics of pre-diabetes or diabetes or heart disease that I have, that would be way too high in sugar for me. But I know there's a lot of people that believe in raw foods. I think part of that is then we end up missing some major ingredients like protein, because I don't see many people eating raw meat. But, I mean, I know that people eat raw fish, and so if they're eating raw fish, that's probably okay then. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to be really healthy to do this. I don't know. I don't know. Barb, do you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
Well, I think that traditionally I think we've used some raw foods, and so having a mix of raw foods, you know, we used to have a lot of raw dairy. We had raw milk cheeses, raw milk cream, raw milk butter, but that's sort of been taken away from us. And I think this is an attempt to get back into having some raw foods. But again, we Americans tend to be extremists in what we do. And so all raw just doesn't feel right to me.
Right. I agree
with
you.
But that's just mm-hmm. where I come from.
But then, you know, we always look at, well, if it feels right for you and if it works for you, that's great. as long as it's something that's healthy. And, you know, if you're doing raw foods, you're certainly not going to be doing processed food. So that in itself gets a lot of people some benefits. So
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, thank you, Jean. Very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Barb, let's take another caller here. Diane, you have a question about magnesium? Diane?
Hello.
Hello there. Oh, hi there. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. A friend that's taking water aerobics had me tune you on. She listens to you every week, and we were talking. I've been having terrible, terrible cramps.
Right.
I've been doing it, and she suggested the magnesium. Well, at first I went to the doctor first because I'm on blood pressure and thyroid, and he said, yeah, you could probably use a little more magnesium. So my question is, I went to the pharmacy. He said you could start out with a 400 milligram, but sometimes you might get a little diarrhea at first. You should start a little lower. So I found this slow mag. It's 60 milligrams, and I'm taking two. My question is, when I'm done with this, do you recommend a special magnesium pill that I could continue on, or is a slow mag just fine? I'm finding great results already between that and stretching.
Okay. Well, the easiest magnesium to absorb is called magnesium glycinate, and that is because it's attached to a little amino acid, which is part of protein, and it gets absorbed easily. Now, apparently, your slow magnesium is a magnesium citrate, which was kind of designed to help cause more diarrhea or to relieve constipation.
Oh, okay.
It gets absorbed a little bit, but not as much.
Okay.
And then the least good quality, or the poorest quality, is magnesium oxide. And that really doesn't get absorbed, and I think it does give people diarrhea a lot.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you can find a magnesium glycinate.
Glycinate. That's in it.
Yeah.
And what dosage would you recommend?
Probably about 400 milligrams for most people,
for
if you have cramps, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm already finally seeing results, but I'm just going to continue them even if I get rid of the cramps. Sounds like magnesium, I'm 64, so it sounds like that's something that I might...
I think, you know, we know that 62% of the population is deficient in magnesium, and we get it from meat, and we get it from the sardines, we get it from nuts, and so people haven't been eating those foods a lot, because we were supposed to all be dieting, right?
Okay. I'm just going to add something, Diane. You said you were on high blood pressure medication, that taking magnesium has the potential to lower your blood pressure, so... Make sure that you really monitor that, you know, and pay attention to where you're at with that.
Oh, okay, because I am doing more exercise, too.
Yep, and that's,
you know. Thank you very much.
Great, I really appreciate the call. Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
So let's take another caller here. Lots of people today. Hi, it's Tina, isn't it? Tina?
Hi, yes.
Hi there. You have some questions for us today?
Yeah, I am almost 40 and still suffering from acne. And I was on, the only thing that controls it is antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
But I got off that because I hear how bad that is for your digestion. And now my acne is just exploding again. How is that relative to what we're eating and I'm eating?
I mean, there's a lot of things. But I'm going to answer part of it. And then Barb's going to talk about trans fats and other good fats. But part of it is, you probably are very, very sensitive to carbohydrates and sugars. And what it does is it's making what they call an insulin growth factor. And when you have an insulin growth factor, one of the side effects of it is it makes acne, especially in people in their 40s, but it makes it acne in any age. So if you have this, and also it makes people gain weight usually. So it's one of the causes of biochemical causes of acne. So a lot of research has been done that you have to reduce your carbohydrates, get rid of sugar, you know, get rid of the pop if you're drinking that. So I don't know if you're doing any of those things. And then
I'm doing the opposite.
Okay.
I'm drinking tons of pop and I'm a vegetarian, so I eat basically all carbs.
Okay. Well, that's where your acne's coming from. And they've done research on this and they know for sure that that's what's, you know, it's fairly new research. It's been only out for about 3 or 4 years. Barb, you want to talk about trans fats and how good fats help with acne?
Well, as we were talking earlier about the skin and how important fats are for the skin health, obviously it goes with acne as well. And so the trans fats are going to block your ability to use these good fats. So those are the partially hydrogenated or the hydrogenated oils. You got to get those out. And then replacing them with good quality real fats like butter, olive oil, nuts, seeds, avocados, cream, real cream, and the more you have them from grass-fed sources, they're going to be higher in nutrients. And that should help you. Now, I don't know if you're doing butter or cream or not, but
I do.
Okay.
I started eating more real foods.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Those are good things, and they're all going to move you forward. And I think improving your digestion probably is also a good thing. Getting yogurt into your diet, real yogurt, real fermented foods like real sauerkraut bubbies they have at the health food store and things like that. Just including all sorts of different pieces to your puzzle that's causing your acne.
You know, we have a great class coming up. It's called Gut Reaction, Healing Your Digestive Tract or something like that, Digestive Health. But I think check our website, because I think if you take that, you'll get down to the base of this. And it's, you know, it's $25, and we're teaching it in many locations. And so then you at least get started with some of the things.
Great.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. So, Barb, we have to take a break. And
phone calls.
Yes, we have a lot of phone calls. So we'll get to everyone. You know, another nutritional tip for migraine sufferers, fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, improves circulation to the brain as well as reducing brain inflammation. You know, regular use of fish oil may decrease the severity of the migraine or actually may eliminate it. So for best results, many clients find that they need 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams a day for 2 to 3 months before the reduction of migraines occur. So if you have questions for us today, give us a call at 651-641-1071 or you can email us at email@weightandwellness.com, and we'll be back in a minute.
Hey, want to go for a bike ride this weekend?
No, thanks. I'm exhausted. Work never lets up, and I lay awake thinking about what I have to do the next day. By Saturday, all I want to do is read or watch movies.
What happened to my biking partner? Do I need to find a new one?
Maybe I need what you're taking. How do you find the energy?
Nutrition.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. You can't believe the difference changing my eating has made. I used to be dragging by Friday, too. Then I went to Nutritional Weight and Wellness for a personal consultation. They set up an eating plan for me with a variety of real foods, none of those canned shakes, rice cakes, or frozen mini dinners. I eat chicken, salmon, steak, eggs, asparagus, wild rice, real butter, and berries and cream. I get plenty to eat. I feel great. I have no more heartburn. I even have better moods.
So food is the answer to my fatigue and insomnia? It can't be that simple.
It was for me. You should call them. I'm glad I did. Their number is 651-699-3438 or visit their website at weightandwellness.com.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere. Making a promise is
welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Bredesen, nutritional educator, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we're discussing real anti-aging techniques and a few other things on the side. This is really about the nutrition that heals from the inside out. You know, there's skin problems are often a sign that something is going on, and I think oftentimes the fats need to be adjusted. You know, there's too many trans fats. We were talking with Tina, who was having problems with acne, and it's like too many bad fats coming in and then not enough good fats.
I agree. And, you know, Tina called back and wanted to know when we were teaching the gut reaction class, and actually we did figure it out. It's August 6th in St. Paul, and August 8th in Wayzata, and August 9th in White Bear Lake. And you can go on our website. It's weightandwellness.com and just click on our calendar and it'll show you. And the cost is $25 and it's a 2-hour class. And Barb is doing the teaching. And so she's just a fantastic teacher. You'll learn so much.
Well, we're really excited about this because we've finally got them on PowerPoint.
Yes.
So it's very exciting.
But another thing, if you are really experiencing acne, you know, we also, starting I think next week, we have a series of classes called Foods to Reduce Pain and Inflammation. And again, we're going to do those at all three of our locations. So if people have questions, you know, and they want more information, you can just call us at 651-699-3438. Or again, go on our website, weightandwellness.com, We're offering these classes because they're such valuable information, and we want to just kind of do it low-key this summer and have fun with people, but give them lots of great information. And Barb and I, we've worked long to get these classes perfect, right?
We have.
So we're going to take some more callers here, Barb. Let's see. We have Kathy. You have a question, Kathy? Hi there.
Hi. Yes, I do. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I was listening to when you said there weren't any saturated fats in some food items like Cool Whip and
No. We said there are trans fats in Cool Whip, which are, you know, the evil trans fats.
Well, if it does say that there aren't any on the package, does that just mean?
Well, you go to the label and look, and does it have partially hydrogenated fat in there?
I think so. I'm not reading.
Right. And so, what they're doing is, they're sort of hiding things now. They're putting, they're saying a serving is maybe like a little bit, and when nobody really eats a little bit, they eat probably, a couple of tablespoons, and I bet the serving size would be maybe a tablespoon or something like that. So literally you are getting trans fats.
So when it accumulates.
Yeah,
really,
that's right.
Accumulating.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but also a Cool Whip, has all kinds of chemicals in it, and sugar or NutraSweet or something that's not good for us.
So the trans fats are the good?
No, the trans fats are the bad ones that damage your cells.
And the saturated ones are the good ones.
Right.
Okay.
So, the trans fats actually go in and they damage your cell wall.
Okay.
They're like a free radical, and they damage. Okay. So, Barb, we got to give her something to replace that Cool Whip with.
Real whipped cream.
Real whipped cream.
There's a brand called Cedar Summit, and it's just great. And you just whip it up, and you don't over-whip it or it'll turn to butter just very quickly.
And even that, even though it's good for you and it's better than Cool Whip and so forth, you still don't overdo it.
No, and you automatically don't overdo it because the real fat satisfies you, and it isn't full of sugar. You might put a little bit of maple syrup in there to sweeten it up, but I find Cedar Summit, you don't even need to do that. It is naturally sweet as we need it.
Okay. Great.
So try that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
So, Colleen, let's see, I'm going to take this call too, Barb. Colleen, hi there. You have a question for us?
Yes, I'm calling about the quantity of the fish liver oil. And when you say 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams, are you talking about the actual fish oil concentrate, or are you talking about omega-3 fatty acids within?
Barb, do you want to try this one? We can answer it together, but I want you to.
Well, I think what she's talking about is it's easier to do capsules, I think, and gel caps.
And the numbers I gave you would be 2 soft gels.
Or 3.
Usually
or
we
or
say
four.
3 to
on
6.
This bottle, it's 2 soft gels that has 2,000 milligrams in the actual.
Sure.
But then it goes down to the omega-3 fatty acids,
right,
and there's only 680 milligrams.
Yes, and they're actually, I'm looking at I'm looking at each capsule having 1,000 because it's so hard to communicate the actual EPA, DHA part of it. So, yes.
So we're looking at the actual capsule then and not actually the omega-3 fatty acid.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so if I...
So are you a migraine sufferer?
No, mine is heart.
Okay.
And ever since I'm supposed to be taking 4 of these a day.
Yep.
And ever since I have been, the clogging in my arteries has stopped.
Yep.
I know there are other factors that enter in, but I've just been amazed.
So one of the other things that we might suggest is adding a little cod liver oil, because that's going to have a little bit of vitamin A in it, which is also very healing.
Okay, I just bought a bottle of that.
So you only want to add a teaspoon of that, and that's sufficient.
Okay, now if I just took the cod liver oil, would I just need 1 teaspoon?
No. You need that on top of your omega-3s. Because you're basically getting vitamin A and vitamin D in that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm confused now because I thought the bottle said there was omega-3.
Oh, there is just a very little bit.
Not enough to...
Just a little bit. Okay. Yeah. This is actually Norwegian cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm. That's a great cod liver oil, sure.
And add an extra teaspoon.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
That would be great.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, very
Thanks,
good.
Colleen.
Thank you for the... So, you know, I think that was an interesting caller because she is really looking at making the changes and how that has really helped her health a lot, which is just great. And I have to tell you, Barb, we have to take another break. So, you know, another tip for migraine sufferers. You know, migraines are often caused by food intolerances. And one of your favorite ones is chocolate. You know, that's a common trigger for migraines. Or it might be alcohol, you know, that glass of wine. Or it might be MSG. But gluten intolerances or gluten sensitivities can alter the blood flow to the brain. And that can result in a migraine. So if you are really experiencing migraines, maybe it is a time to stop the pancakes, the muffins, the bread, and the pasta. You know, if you have questions for us today, we've had great callers today. Call us at 651-641-1071.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event. 651-699-3438.
She don't care about my car, and she don't care about my money. That's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you want to live longer and grow younger, I really encourage you to take, or at least check out our website and see the classes that we're offering the rest of the summer. Next week, we're doing pain and inflammation. The following week, balanced foods for balanced moods. Then we're doing the digestive health class. Mixed in there is a kid-friendly nutrition class, young adults class for kids going not back to college. And then after that, we're also doing the bone-building foods class. So there's lots of things left before the end of summer to really get honed up on your nutrition information.
You know, and our classes are interesting, and they're not just standing up there and lecturing. We show samples and examples, and we just have a lot of fun with people, and they make changes, and that's what we do it for, is to help people feel healthier. So, Barb, you know, we have a lot of stuff we want to talk about today, but we have a lot of callers, so I think what we're going to do is just go ahead and take callers today. Jessica, you have a question for us?
Yeah,
hello there.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, I've been dealing with candida,
mm-hmm.
and I have heard differing opinions as to whether or not acidic foods are good or detrimental for that, whether you should be eating lots of like cranberries and lemons and limes and tomatoes or staying away from it. And I'm kind of wondering if you happen to know which way to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the things that you have to look at, and there is a lot of confusion out there,
yeah.
You know, Candida yeast overgrowth is like a low-grade fungus infection, especially when it becomes systemic in a person's system.
Yeah.
And it could be, I mean, some people have, you know, kind of systemic viral problems. Some people have systemic bacterial problems. And any of those do not like to grow in a more acidic system. So you do need some acid. You know, I think one of the things is, but you don't want too much. So when you eat grains, that kind of pushes you up into that too. You actually become too acid. But eating vegetables and the things that you just talked about, I think that would be just fine. And you want that balance, but you want to eliminate the sugars and the processed carbohydrates for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very good question. Are you doing? Are you dealing with it pretty well? Are you making progress with it, or?
I've been on kind of a rather strict diet that's really hard to stick to. You know, no coffee, no sugar, no alcohol, no processed foods, all sorts of, you know, vitamins and stuff.
And it's helping, I bet.
It is helping, but it's, you know, the second I go off it, it's back.
So okay.
It's something I've had to stick to for. I've been, you know, trying to deal with it for the last couple months, and it's hard to believe that I might have to do it for, you know.
You know, I'd really encourage you to come and take our digestive health class.
Okay.
Because I think you might get some information in that class that perhaps you don't know at this point, and it might help you get through this faster for yourself.
Okay. Well,
all right.
I definitely will look into that.
Thank okay. you. Thank you very much for the call. And we have a Rachel, you have a question on probably heart health and butter. Is that your question?
Well, sort of.
Okay.
I attended the Jumpstart Your Metabolism class, and
mm-hmm.
that was really enjoyable.
Thank
but
you.
It's also lots of change that I'm doing it in gradual steps, but I do have some heart issues, and I'm about to see a cardiologist, and it's just all the things I've been reading about a heart-healthy diet usually doesn't include butter or whipping cream or the kinds of things that, you know, and whole milk or whole cream and that sort of thing. And so there's so many mixed messages out there. I just wondered what your take was on all of that.
Well, I think one of the things that you have to look at is they don't really come down hard on sugar and processed carbohydrates. And those are free radical damagers. They create free radicals and they damage the blood vessels. And so you have to reduce that. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when you do healthy fats, like a healthy saturated fat or healthy monounsaturated fat, that really heals the lining and of the membrane of the cells. So it's you're really changing things biochemically, and you're doing the healing process that a lot of people don't understand, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
And there's been so much more recent research. Now, we're not saying just eat saturated fat.
No,
we're
no,
saying
no.
A combination because, again, your cell structure, the cells have a structure, and they need saturated fat for that structure. And I think, Barb, isn't it about how much of that structure is saturated fat?
Well, I think they think that possibly half of it, 50%, mm-hmm. it's at least 33%, and it might be closer to half. If they go by what breast milk is half saturated fat.
Hmm.
So it's really critical to the integrity of the cell, and that applies to your heart as well as any other cell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the real culprit is the trans fats because, again, that's a free radical.
Sure.
And it makes your LDL cholesterol go up and your HDL go down. And it is the thing that causes the damage where a healthy saturated fat doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have anything else to add to this, Barb?
Well, I think the other things that are really critical in heart health is vitamin A and vitamin D. And those are rich in grass-fed butters and grass-fed saturated fats. You don't find them in vegetable oils or even olive oil. So, you know, it's not just the saturated fat that you're getting when you eat these really good quality grass-fed butters and creams.
Okay.
So, you know, use moderation in everything.
Yeah.
And then it's a win for everybody. And use a variety of good fats and a lot of vegetables. And, you know, healthy protein, and then things will be just fine for you.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you for the call.
Good luck, Rachel.
All right, Barb, it's time for another break. You know, if you are a migraine sufferer, the first beverage to eliminate is soda, and particularly Diet Pop. So drink 8 to 10 glasses of filtered water to hydrate all your cells. And questions for us today? Call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Ever find yourself asking, where did I leave my keys this time? How could I have forgotten that appointment? How will I ever get all this work done when I can't concentrate? Do you ever feel overloaded, like your mind can't keep pace with your life? We expect an awful lot of ourselves. No wonder our brains seem to shut down at times from information overload. Good mental functioning requires essential nutrients, especially good fats and protein. A diet high in processed foods and refined carbohydrates can leave you feeling scattered, forgetful, and mentally fatigued. You can improve your mental functioning simply by changing the way you eat. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and individual consultations that explain how balanced eating supports memory, creativity, focus, and moods. You will learn which breakfast foods give you a power-packed start to your day, along with how to eat for long-term brain health. For information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. This is Barb Bredesen with Dar Kvist. And as Dar told you before the break, drinking water is really a good habit to prevent migraines. But did you know that it is also involved in preventing wrinkles? So not only can you prevent migraines, but you can also make your skin healthier. So too much coffee, too much soda causes wrinkles. And that, you know, obviously there's the opposite of that, which is drinking enough water. It's drying out your cells. So the best anti-aging plan is real food, eating real protein, real carbohydrates, and real fats, and of course, drinking filtered water with it.
Yes. So, Barb, we're going to take a couple more callers, and I know we're kind of running out of time today, but Shannon, you have a question. Oh, Sharon. Sharon, you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. Mm. I'm wondering how much of a connection there is between electrolyte imbalance and a possible increase in arthritic pain. I'll explain a situation. This last week, I developed extreme pain in the TMJ area of my left jaw.
Okay.
Difficulty in chewing food, pain in chewing food, and also difficulty swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only 3 weeks ago I had a colonoscopy that required I drink a solution
sure.
that messes up the electrolyte balance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And they recommended I drink Powerade and Gatorade. And now I'm wondering, I'm kind of connecting these two things, wondering if the TMJ, which I've never had before, this mm-hmm. extreme pain in the jaw, the doctor says he thinks it's arthritis.
Well, I think that one possibility, I think you're on the right track for some possibilities with that. Anytime you have your electrolytes off balance, it is important to get them back on, because if you're low on any of them, it could cause more inflammation for you. But if you pick Gatorade, it's really one of those high sugar free radical types of, you know, at our office, we have a great electrolyte replenisher that doesn't have any of those things in it. And you just put it in plain water and it helps to bring back your balance. And so it's a simple solution to try mm-hmm. and see if that doesn't take away the pain. Because, mm-hmm. You know, I think people really understand their own body well. And you're the one that kind of understands what possibly changed your biochemistry. So I would do that first and then see if that doesn't take away the pain.
Okay, what's the number then?
Oh, it's 651-699-3438. And thank you very much for the call.
All right.
Well, Barb, thank you for being here. I can't believe that the time went so fast. And all the things that we planned to talk about, anti-aging, we didn't get to. But, you know, the magic within you is the food that you eat. Thank you, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.